This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on.
We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And I feel like we really did some work on the 5 on it questions today. Have a few topics for you that came from it in the upcoming days. But right now, we tried to stick to questions that were the most usable for today. 5
on it. Which was a worse loss yesterday? The Cubs 14-5 loss to the Giants or the White Sox 4-3 loss to the Royals?
One I slightly saw coming. One I did not see coming. So I'm going to go with the Cubs loss being worse. But to lose in an unfortunate highlight that will unfortunately even more haunt Chase Meidroth for a long time because the ball hit his glove and then his head. You just hate to see it. Nobody deserves to be turned into one piece of video that I think won't define his career. I hate that for him. So I'm sad. But I still don't think it's as bad as what happened with the Cubs game.
No, I completely disagree. The White Sox loss is a whole lot worse than the Cubs loss. Here's why. They actually had the lead in the game. Okay, let's start with that. And they had a chance to close out the game. They were up 3-1 heading into the bottom of the eighth inning. You got to win a close game at some point. Well, you should win a close game. Well, the White Sox got to do better. 4-3, lost to the Royals. Very predictable on who walked it off. When you look at that lineup, Bobby Witt Jr. Is that a slow clap?
No, that was me clapping to Bobby Witt Jr.
Okay, so
how much are the Royals paying him?
The Chase Meidroth thing might not
Cubs.
Emblematic of his career or anything, but it certainly is kind of emblematic of where the White Sox are at this current juncture in time. They were 10-25 coming into the day yesterday. You know what that was? That was on pace to win 47 games, which is just above 46.5.
Well, but because looks like my $2 will be coming back to me in riches.
But they lost. So now
I would like a solid gold powder compact.
I think they're on pace to win 46 games now, which is under the 46.5. Listen, they look like they're about to figure things out, but I don't think that they're about to figure things out. And Meidroth, an 0-for-5 day. His OPS is now down to 627. The batting average is down to 245. I want more bright spots. Luis Robert Jr. didn't even play until he came in. Late in the game.
What was that?
I don't know.
Why would you take out somebody who was improving? They wanted to develop routine and momentum.
To give him a day, but I would have given him the day game off because now he's got to turn around and play today, which is a quick turnaround from having to go into the game late into the game. It was a worse loss for the Sox because the Cubs, it was like, okay, you fought your way back. But the Sox, they just gave it away at the end.
The stats made history in multitudes of ways.
Yeah, that's pretty much on one guy.
When you're bringing up like 1929 for extra inning runs scored.
No, I get it. It's unfortunate, but the Sox, show me. They have one save on the season as a team. One.
And?
They need more. Five
on it. Let's have a hypothetical situation. It's top of the eighth, and the Cubs have a one-run lead. Top of the eighth, one-run lead. Who should manager Craig Counsell use to pitch the last two innings?
Has Julian Merriweather pitched in this game?
Is this about today? Or yes. Is this about... This is today.
Today.
All right, let me remind you of who was used yesterday, okay. Shall we? Drew Pomeranz, one inning. Brad Keller, one inning. Daniel Palencia, one inning. Chris Flexen, one inning. Porter Hodge, one inning. Ryan Pressly, multiple batters. Caleb Thielbar, one inning. And he was used for two innings the day before. Thielbar is probably unavailable, correct?
Yeah, he pitched 2 days in a row.
Yeah, all right, so he's out. Hodge is probably out.
Wait, why is Hodge out?
Didn't he pitch the day before?
No. Only people that pitched the day before were Thielbar and Hollowell.
Hollowell, that's where I got it mixed up. So Hollowell's available because that's a day of rest. But he's not my seventh, eighth inning guy.
Who are you going with in the eighth?
Merriweather. He's available.
Who are you going with in the ninth?
Porter Hodge.
Where... Has Ryan Pressly pitched in this game, or you just...
No, he has not.
And he won't.
Give him a day at least.
You're gonna give him, well, he's going to get 2 days because they're off tomorrow.
That's fine.
Okay. I might be slightly counter intuitive to this, but I'm going to say you run Porter Hodge out there in the eighth, and you run Ryan Pressly out there in the ninth. Let's see what's good. I need to know if this is a problem or not. Actually, it's already a problem. But I need to know how much of a problem this is.
Is it like John Fox where he says, oh, it's all a problem?
Kind of. Yeah.
He wasn't wrong about that. Like, that applies to my life on a really regular basis.
Let me amend my answer. If Julian Merriweather has not pitched, I would go Merriweather, then Hodge. If Julian Merriweather has pitched in the seventh inning, I would stick to Hodge, Pressly.
What if you just get weird and you're like Daniel Palencia? You're popular with 670 the score. Get on out there. It's the ninth inning.
So now we're not talking about today. Let's talk about our big overall philosophy about Craig Counsell. Who is your who would you be pitching in that same situation moving forward? Have you lost faith in Ryan Pressly?
No, it's still gotta be the same. It's still gotta be like Merriweather, Hodge, Pressly for me. I'm not gonna let one performance just kill this, but I'm a little worried about the fact that the FIP is so high. That is a stressful stat to be that high and expect what you're expecting.
If he's not on the IL, he's out there in the ninth until he loses his job.
The FIP was 4.9 prior to yesterday.
Oh, it went up to 5.28, I want to say.
That is horrifying coming from a bullpen evaluation standpoint.
The FIP is 5.39 currently.
Yeah.
It's not great.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Five on it. During his weekly appearance with Mully and Haw this morning, CHSN analyst Ozzie Guillen said this about AAA Charlotte Knights first baseman Tim Elko.
You're in the minor league. You were playing AAA with this kid and you his teammate. And they walk to the ballpark, they see him in the cross, and man, you're still here? Then number two, Eric will be like, man, what I should do to be in the big league? I do everything I have to be in the big league, right? That's number two. And number three, when you're part of this organization and you have a guy playing that well and Juno got called up, people say like, I ain't signing with the White Sox. Look at what happened to this man. Or look at what's going on. Why they're not moving people up?
Do you think Tim Elko belongs in the majors as it sounds like Ozzie Guillen does?
Yes. Number one, I agree with Ozzie on a lot of things. Number two, he's earned it. He has shown you exactly what you're supposed to be doing right now in the White Sox organization. He's got 10 home runs. That leads the minor leagues. He's batting .343. I don't care that he's 26 years old. Heck, even if he's 36, I don't care. You're earning it. Get up here. And he's right about the message it shows. And you know what? Scott Merkin was in Charlotte on Tuesday night. Why was Scott Merkin in Charlotte on Tuesday night? Because of Tim Elko. It's not like he's going for no reason. It's not like he's like, oh, Charlotte seems nice this time of year. Although, actually, I do think this is the time to see it. That's not the point. The point is he was there to talk to people. Here's what his manager said. If he got called up to the big leagues, he's a guy I wouldn't worry about. Is there any better vote of confidence? He's more of a complete hitter now, and he's an amazing clubhouse guy. I have no control over the when, but if they do ask me, I think he's ready.
So he's 4-for-18 in the month of May, which normally I'd be like, he's cooling off. Maybe they should wait till he gets into a better groove. But then I look at the stats of the current White Sox lineup, and I'm like, oh, he's still better than a lot of these guys. So let that man cook. Tim Elko, welcome aboard.
Elko.
It would be different if they couldn't find a place to put him. But it's the White Sox. You can find a place to put someone who has the potential to have game-altering offense. And game-altering offense is relative, but in this case, we're talking about the Chicago White Sox.
We could just be talking about a home run.
I have a genuine question, though. Do you think the Sox actually want to win right now? Because if they did, they would have brought him up.
I think they're going to get a top three pick, and it doesn't matter, but they're not going to have as bad a record as the Colorado Rockies, which is something I said at the beginning of the season. I stick to.
Also, what do you think Tim Elko's wins above replacement is going to be? 10?
Well, I understand, but it's like the fact that like your current roster stinks. Like the fact you're trying out Jacob Amaya, who's one of the worst shortstops I've seen
in
a really long time.
They DFA'd him in January. That's our point.
And the fact
go
you
ahead.
Have actually proven talent who's raking right now. I don't think you're as serious about winning as you think you are.
What's the message you're sending to your minor league players, especially in this organization? Ozzie's big on that. The message that it sends, rewarding hard work.
I'll say this.
He's earned it.
They're 3-3 in their last six games. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They seem like a team that is close to winning more games than they have been winning. So Elko could put them over the top in that respectability factor type deal. They're either getting shut out or they're losing close games or they're blowing people out. That's what's going on.
It also gives your organization a direction. It gives your players a direction.
Just a boost, a morale boost at this point. Sorry. Go ahead, Ray.
This is a question inspired by friend of the show, Clay Harbor. ESPN released its NFL power rankings, which has the Bears slotted at number 21 of 32 teams in the league. That's up one spot from last year. Do you think this is a fair assessment?
I think it's very fair. Anything 20s and on, yeah. You haven't done anything yet. Go do something on the field, and then we can talk about how you deserve to be ranked higher.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You heard what I said.
Let's scroll down and see who's their neighbor in this ranking.
Okay.
List.
I'm happy to do that.
All right. Number 20 is the Dolphins.
Okay. That's Dolphins over the Bears. Yeah. I'm with that.
Number 22 is the Arizona Cardinals.
Who they lose to last year? Oh, yeah. Arizona Cardinals.
DeMarcado is still running for yardage total in that game. Number 19 is the Cowboys. This is pre-trade for Pickens. But number 18 is the Falcons. And that's where it starts to get a little interesting as to these rankings. Number 17 is the Steelers.
Okay.
I think the Bears are more upwardly mobile than one spot after getting Ben Johnson.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about teams who have actually done stuff. Teams that were threatening to make the playoffs last year. Teams that were in the playoffs. We're talking about the Steelers. You're talking about a Bears team that has proven nothing to anyone until they do something on the field. I'm not co-signing some move up to 15 or...
Yeah, you could say that every day, though, in the offseason. You'd be like, well, prove it to me. Well, yeah, we're going to see that. On the 14th, they're going to tell us exactly when those games are.
If they had a track record of last year, let's say they weren't 5-12, but they were 7-10, I might feel differently. But at 5-12, we owe you nothing. We owe you nothing.
Nah, they invested. They made actual investments.
When those investments
pay off. Both
in their
offensive line and in their head coaching staff.
You know what has
You'd
investments?
You'd better be higher up in
you know
these
what has
power
investments?
Rankings.
My 401k has investments. Ask me how it's doing since the calendar turned in
2025. If you dollar cost average, then you go are okay because you're still buying assets at a cheaper rate, relatively speaking.
When my
We're
401k
okay.
is back where it was at the start of 2025, we can talk about investments. I need to see it play out.
Well, unlike your 401k, one person didn't make unilateral decisions that might have led to those prices.
You could argue Ryan Poles out here making a lot of unilateral decisions. That's how we got here.
It was a committee that was more measured in its thought process, and that's why the Bears are going to be higher than that. A
committee that was picked by Ryan Poles.
They had a standard operating procedure and market knowledge, so I would say that all of that is a lot different from your 401k.
Ryan Poles still in charge, right?
You think Kevin Warren didn't have a hand in that?
A season is a lifetime.
You guys know what I'm saying.
A year is a lifetime.
I'm sorry. A year is a lifetime. Sorry, I didn't want to didn't give enough credit.
Five on it.
Heading into the 2024-2025 season, ESPN head Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton slotted at number 16 in its NBA player rankings. That's up from number 21 the previous year. How far into the rankings should Halliburton rise after seeing his performance in this year's playoffs?
I think that this performance in this year's playoffs was birthed out of a different survey. I think it was birthed out of the Athletic Player Survey, where 18% of those surveyed said that Tyrese Halliburton was the NBA's most overrated player. The first thing I thought when I saw that survey after he had the series-winning three to advance to this very round was, oh, look who's overrated now. We know how his dad felt about it when he spoke to Giannis and Antetokounmpo. I am saying that with extreme understatement. So it was so nice to see again the situation that happened in the game last night, because once again, he helps his team and helps clinch a game for them in a very, very stressful situation where the stakes are high. So I think that he's trying to tell the league he took that personally, in the words of Michael Jordan.
Okay, that's fair. As far as him being ranked 16th and whether that's appropriate, you did the whole check your neighbors, right? You know who's ranked number 17 according to that same poll from ESPN? That would be Donovan Mitchell, one spot behind him. The guy who poured in 48 points just to have it all melt away in the final minute when they had a 7-point lead. I'm not saying Tyrese Halliburton is better than Donovan Mitchell, although he's ranked one spot higher. I am saying his team is better than Donovan Mitchell's team when Donovan Mitchell is missing three of his key teammates, including Darius Garland and their defensive stopper, DeAndre Hunter. So I think he's ranked right about where he should be. You could argue a spot up or down, but I think Donovan Mitchell is better than Tyrese Halliburton. I would argue he lacks the choke that Donovan Mitchell has had from time to time in his postseason career. Because Tyrese Halliburton, I don't know if you saw the numbers. I think one of you pointed out 10 of 11 from the field on game tying or game winning shots with under a minute to play this season,
like
including the postseason.
What to do.
10 of 11.
You know what I would not call that?
Absence
overrated.
Of choke. Oh, overrated. Okay. Yeah.
I would say that is rated.
So ESPN also has their list of top 50 players. Do you want to make a guess how many Chicago Bulls are in the top 50 players?
That'd be zero.
You say two?
Yes.
No, there's zero.
Yeah.
Patrick Williams nowhere to be seen.
You had to bring up
Patrick
Williams.
But he was drafted ahead of Halliburton, was he not?
He was drafted ahead of a lot of people. That's a bad draft class, too. Go back and look.
Do we dare look at it? As a segment?
Bring it up on Monday. We got a lot of stuff we can talk about on Monday.
Do we really want to go there?
I think... Yeah.
Put ourselves through the pain of that draft class.
I think Monday is as good a time as any.
Giddey
depending on what happens.
Top 50, though, by the way.
Your obsession with Josh Giddey.
Also, Steph Curry expected me to miss at least a week, according to Shams Charania. At least a week. But they're up 1-0.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel great. Not great, Bob.
Do you think that the Timberwolves are going to have similar shooting performances?
What, like going 12 for 76 from three over a two-game span? Probably not.
12 for 76.
You should have seen Anthony Edwards' eyes light up when they told him that at the podium. He was like, ugh. He looked like he wanted to...
That is the goal. In a playoff post-game press conference, your goal is to say a stat that you've read that startles the person you're talking to. I had that happen with Terry Stotts because of the points they held James Harden to. I was like, you guys held James to only X points in the second half. And he was like, what?
The playoffs
they won
are,
that game.
The playoffs are a fun place. First time in NBA history that all four road teams in the conference semifinals won game one. And Pacers are already 2-0 as the road team in the conference semifinals.
I'm not a huge Rick Carlisle fan, but I appreciate what he does.
Oh, Rick Carlisle's one of the best coaches in the game.
But not to media.
Well, that... Okay.
Like, fair. I'm complimenting the guy's use of zone defense, and he's like, well, what positions? Well, A, the ones you use zone on, Rick. And then B, why do you think that I wouldn't know when you use zone, huh?
Maybe Tyrese Halliburton's peers will now respect him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe not, though.
Maybe Rick Carlisle knows when reporters know what a zone defense is.
Man, yeah, that one's stuck in your craw, huh?
We're professionals. I was in market number 10 at the time.
Yeah. Coaches be smarting off.
And they won the game. Like, what's your deal?
You never know what someone's going through or just how terrible of a person they are. You never know either of those
things.
No,
he was trying to test me and didn't think that I knew when that was. That's what that was. We know our dog whistles when we hear them.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.